T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Attention! It's the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show, the end of the show,
Attention!
That's gotta be getting annoying by now. Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Hi, I'm Gregor. I host mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd talk is what we're all about. I love all the nerdy stories, and sometimes they're too nerdy even to make it on there. Sometimes they'll make it on here, though, which is super fun, where we can talk about how we're discovering planets and deep space and whatnot. If you've not watched the series on... is it on BBC yet? I watched it in a way that you're not supposed to. It's called The Planets. It's Professor Brian Cox breaking down how our solar system works a little bit in a 5-part series. Very cool. BBC America was where it was supposed to come. We'll find out. Okay. Anyway, how's it going? I hope you're doing great. I forgot to talk about this earlier, but this is like the dumbest complaint ever. But you know, when you have a person that you like that cuts your hair and then you don't see him and you're like, I don't know how this is going to go. It's like, it's really rolling the dice, right? I go to my friend Taylor to cut my hair all the time. She's delightful. If you ever need a recommendation downtown for someone to cut your hair, I'd be happy to do that. And she does a great job. And the way that you know someone does a good job is like the person I trusted for like years and years and years and years and years went to work in the front office for Rudy's so she doesn't cut hair anymore. And so I went to my friend Taylor and she took over and it was great. And then I was asked to be a hair model for Rudy's teaching school, right? And so I went back and saw my friend Jen and she was cutting my hair and she got to the tough part of my head. I've got these nasty cowlicks. Cowlicks? Yeah. And she was like, oh, wow, whoever's cutting your hair is really handling these well. And I was like, wow, look at you, Taylor, getting the compliment from the person I trust the most. So I went to, in a rush to do some Thanksgiving filming that we're doing today, I went and got my hair cut. Couldn't get in to see Taylor, right? Went and got my hair cut. And my God, what a disaster. I think I got the worst haircut of my life. Luckily, I'm a dude with short hair. And so, like, the standards work in my favor where I could just wear a hat every day or whatever. No one thinks twice about it, especially in radio. But also, it's just short hair, so I can just, like, just grows back. If you're a dude with long hair, a woman with long hair, a pony with whatever you call that long mane, and someone cuts too short. Man, that's got to be a problem. So I went to this woman one time in a gym, and she did a pretty good job. There was one part I didn't like, and so I sat down in the chair, and I was like, listen, person who's not from this country, she's an Asian woman, and she's not from here and doesn't speak English great, but she's really nice, and I like her a lot. So I sat down, and I was like, listen, you know, what do you want? And I say, okay, I just want to, you know, tighten it up, just clean it up so it looks nice. But this one part right here that you did bad last time, just don't do anything there, okay? Just like, well, let's just let that grow out a little bit and get better. So she only spent literally 12 minutes on it, and she buzzed it all down. She got rid of this, like, problem spot on my hair by just like blending it all the way down. So now one side of my head, the hair on one side is 3 inches long, and on the other side it's like however long your pointer finger fingernail is. What is that, about a half an inch? Maybe not even. What a disaster. I mean, it's an easy problem to have or whatever, but I'm gonna deck the hall ball looking like such a dummy. It's like twice a year I'm in public in front of people. Oh, then we got the podcast party on Saturday. I look like an idiot for that. Oh, no. The Full 90 Extra Time podcast, my other podcast about Seattle soccer. Notice how I don't say the name of the team when I'm promoting this because I get in trouble for it. We're going to be meeting at Flatstick Pub on Saturday at 3 p.m. If you could come out, I'd love to hang out with you. More details about that on social media at Hey Gregor. Okay. I was I know I was a couple days late on this. I just didn't see it, but I was I was unprepared for Wendy's to announce that they were adding another flavor to their Frosty lineup, mainly because I didn't realize that they had two. Now there's a third.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Everyone's favorite fast food social media troublemakers, Wendy's, will celebrate 50 years of the Frosty by adding a new, albeit temporary, flavor to their lineup. And no, me, it's not strawberry.
Whatever.
Yeah. Celebrate half a century of brain freezes with a birthday cake Frosty. Huh. How do you feel about that? Certainly we'll have to conduct some serious science to make sure it checks out. Another fast food news, according to a Seattle Times article, controversial fast food chain Chick-fil-A will halt donations to three groups against gay marriage. Instead, the restaurant has chosen to focus on charitable work of three areas.
Bears, Beats, Battlestar Galactica.
No. Hunger, homelessness, and education, you idiot. And finally, there's going to be a massive inflatable turd downtown this weekend. A company that makes a deodorizer spray for your toilet is bringing their 3D immersive experience to James and Yesler starting on Thursday. Today's World Toilet Day. You could have done it today. So they're in Portland. Fartland. I can't believe I clicked through on giantpoo.com, though, to find out more information because my Facebook ads are going to be terrible from now on.
You just got news.
I saw a company made a thing called a parcel guard, where they're trying to like protect your packages on your front porch from getting stolen. It is weird that we're at the point now where having everything delivered to your house is very easy. It's hard not to like admit that. It's so easy to just have it dropped off right there. But then also it like generated this new world of crime, which is following delivery drivers and stealing packages. Not okay. But it's weird that we live in that world. I was just reading about Parcel Guard, where they've built a machine that, first of all, GeekWire is awesome. Kurt Schlosser is very cool. And he wrote about this at GeekWire.com. You can find out more. But it's a smart mailbox, and it's launching in Seattle so that we can have a little bit of peace of mind against porch pirates. So you get a package coming, you get some new shoes for a toddler, for instance. The delivery person can open it up, slide it in like a normal mailbox, close it, and then it lowers it down below. It's like a tall thing. It's probably, I don't know, 4 feet tall or so. It looks like about the size of a USPS mailbox, like the little blue ones. So you put it in the top there, it lowers it down to the bottom. When you get home, you unlock the bottom and take it out. It's got like a, what are those doorbell cameras called? It has like one of those on it. What are those called? Ring? Yeah, ring. So you could like see the person coming up. Has like a weight sensor in there so no one can just swap out one thing for another if they do break in. It's pretty cool. It's a sad state that we're at this point. Remember when Amazon wanted to like let you let their drivers into your house so they could drop it off at your house? Terrible idea. How much vetting are they doing of these people that work for them? I don't know what the solution is otherwise, though. I've often wondered, like, could I just put like a big trunk outside the house? And then like, you know, with Internet of Things, like the smart home, some people have these like devices that they can lock and unlock their front door from an app mobily. And listen, I hear all the time that people are like, if you do that, then someone's going to hack into your house and break in and get in. And I was like, listen, my very wise friend Chuck Taylor once told me, he said, a lock is meant to keep honest people honest. Someone who wants in is just going to get in. Because they're not going to be stopped by your same principles. The lock is there to give you hesitation. Like, if that door was open and there was all those ice cream sandwiches, would I take one? But it's locked. I guess we'll never have to find out. So, put a big trunk out front. Get one of those door locking mechanisms, like a quick set. And then when the UPS or Amazon driver walks up and they, like, just have a note that says, open the thing. They open it up, drop it in. You lock it behind them. Your stuff's there. Gotta have like a big ugly box on your porch or whatever, but I don't know. I feel like there's something to it. Someone's gonna steal that idea and make it into something bad. I mean, badass for them, bad for me. I'm so pumped about NASA finding a couple different signs of favorable words. They found a couple different signs that there's a couple floating rocks out here in our solar system that could be pretty sweet for us humans.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! It's time for NASA news!
NASA went and did some sciencing and detected that Jupiter's moon, Europa, is spewing water vapor. Oh, great. So now we have a whole moon that vapes? Watch out. The U.S. is coming for your flavors, bro. Unless you have actual tobacco, then never mind. Carry on. Oh, what's that? We decided not to go after the vape? Oh, that barely got reported. A team of researchers are working on a smart steering wheel that will monitor your vital signs while you drive. It's in hopes of detecting when you might be getting sleepy or perhaps you've had too much to drink. Shame. Can we please just cut to the chase and get auto-driving cars? Let's be real though, it'll just be like a bed on wheels that automatically drives and you just get out like, ugh, gotta stretch. Ugh. And finally, Amazon rainforest deforestation is at the highest level since 2008. It's nearly 2 football fields a second being torn down. Ooh. Good news, though. We have so much space to play football.
Nerd talk, yeah!
Again, Saturday, 3 p.m. till about 6, we're going to be hanging out. Flatstick Pub, you're welcome to come on out. We're talking soccer, mainly, like a bunch of nerds. Probably a lot of sumo, because I'm really into that. So we'll see you Flatstick Pub in Pioneer Square. If you like the Sounders, or if you don't, come on out. We'll be hanging out. We got the back room, the Sunflower Room, I believe it's called. Look for us. We'll put up some banners or something like that, okay? Have a great day.
The end of the show.
Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.